Once I ran away, and once or twice just stood, unable to do anything. Now when I try to face something, when something frightens me, I have nothing inside to do it with.
So you left Finn Panir and... Did you plan to come here?
No, never! I wandered along the roads looking for work. I thought I could do unskilled work at least, farm labor and that, but so many things frightened me, things that frightened no one but a little child. She wondered whether to tell him about the trader's caravan, the robbers at the inn, and decided not to. What difference did it make after all? I wandered, mostly. I didn't know this was Brewersbridge until I came to the inn. I would have fled, but a guard thought I was acting strangely and wanted to take me to the keep.
Wouldn't Marshal Sedfer have vouched for you? You said the Marshal General promised safe conduct in all the granges of Gird.
I suppose he would have, sir. But I couldn't ask him. I asked once in Fintha. They don't understand. If I had lost an arm or leg, something they could see, they might. But as it is, cowardice. They think of that as shameful weakness or punishment for great evil. With soldiers, it's even simpler. Cowardice is cowardice, and nothing else. I suppose they're right, sir, but I can't. Her voice broke, and tears burst from her eyes. I can't live with that, with their scorn. The Marshal knew me before. He'd say I wasn't a criminal, but he'd despise...
Enough. I know the Marshal better than that. He is fair, if sometimes narrow-minded, and you are not being fair to yourself. But it is late, and you need rest. We will talk more of this tomorrow. Don't fear to sleep. Your dreams are withheld for the present.
Pox thought she could not face the morning, but when she woke, she felt more at peace than she had for a long time. She awaited the Quokkan's questions, but he said nothing during breakfast, and afterwards called her to walk with him in the grove as usual. The first hour or so passed in silence. As always, Pox found something new to look at every few paces. She had never lived near a forest before, and it had not occurred to her how full a forest could be. Finally he turned to her and spoke.
Sit down, child, and we'll talk some.
Pox sat against the trunk of a tree, and he stretched on the ground nearby.
You are stronger of body than when you came, Poxenarian. Are you aware of it?
Yes, sir. Pox felt herself flushing. I've been eating too much.
No, not too much. You were far too thin. You need more weight even now, but the day you came, you could not have endured what you did yesternight without collapse.
But that was my mind. He made a disgusted noise.
Poxenarian, your body and mind are as close as the snail shell and the snail. If you poke holes in the snail shell, will the snail live?
No, but...
By the tree, you must be better to argue with me.
He chuckled a moment, then turned serious again.
You did not say, when I first saw you, how you planned to die, if you'd thought about it. But it was clear that you were near death for some reason. Some trouble I could see at a glance, your thinness, your weakness. Some seemed clear. More was certain. I began with what was easily cured. Good food and rest heal many wounds of body and mind both. Then you were frightened even by that rabbit on the path as you came in. Is that true now?
No. Not here, with you. I don't know what it would be like outside. Pox tried to imagine.